Hello, humanity! Good morning, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting from beautiful Human Unity of Oroville. And today, it's almost the last day of the year, and let's go back and let's do a little bit of reflection. And here with me in the studio, I have Bridget, who is one of the executives of the Tamarai Education Project, working in the village of Ananagar. And it's an amazing village. We were there this morning. Can you tell us a little bit about this beautiful project that you've started?
Well, we started in 2006, Kathy and I, and the project Tamarai started really to build relationship with the villages around Oroville and also to provide resources and education to children, to youth, to adults as well. What we have today, we have two after-school facilities, one in Ananagar. We have 70 kids coming there, and we have one in Eddy and Shavity. There's 25 children regularly there. We also have outreach health education programs, and we also work a lot in leadership programs with Monica Sharma, the Stewardship for New Emergence, because that we feel building agency and building leadership is one of the most important things right now, be it children, in ourselves, and adults. And the word Tamarai means lotus flower. And we consciously picked that because we say we stand for full potential for ourselves and others. And no matter who anyone is, no matter what kind of background they've come from, life circumstances, they have the potential to fully realize when the proper resources and opportunities are put their way. So that's really what Tamarai is about. It's about providing a platform for all the beautiful people that come through the door to really grow as much as we can to our fullest potential.
Can you share with us a little bit about the demographics that are there? You have some very interesting statistics, health statistics about what's happening in that particular village, yes?
Yeah, well, actually, it's not only that village. I mean, 77% of our children are anemic. But this is Mutu Kumari's work. She worked in 12 government schools in the bioregion last year, and the numbers are up on 70%. All of the girls, practically all of the girls she tested, were anemic. And there's a lot to do on health and well-being. And I think that's very much your work as well, Fif, with the India Knows Love campaign. You know, how do we bring happiness? How do we bring love? How do we bring well-being? And that's what we're trying to do through the projects. In the after-school facilities, we have programs where we support youth from the village, facilitators who come forward. They're graduates and undergraduates. We train them. They become the big sisters and big brothers of the children that are there. They help them with homework. And then we bring in as many facilitators as we can from Oroville and further afield, like yourself, like you did the Happiness Circle, and we painted the noses this morning. You know, whatever we can bring from Oroville and further afield, we do to bring as much opportunity to these kids as possible. So, and Mutu also works not only in the government schools, but she also works in many women's groups around Oroville. And also she works with women who come to work in the Oroville units as well. Her program has its foundation in yoga, but she also, you know, teaches primary health care, nutrition, you know, all of the women often just come with questions as well about their bodies, what are going on. So it's all about bringing natural health care and positivity and opportunity, I think, through what we do, and leadership and agency, so that, you know, the kids feel that they can make a change, that they are agents of change in their own communities.
Absolutely. I just want to go back to the yoga, because I think so often we're broadcasting around the world, so it's not just in Oroville, right? And one of the things is so often we think of yoga as asanas and posture, but Mutu Kumari has done, she's, I think, on her way to doing her PhD in yoga, and that includes, you know, the eight limbs of yoga, which is the breath work, which is the mindset, which is the posturing, which is the philosophy. And that includes the being centered. And it brings us into Sri Aurobindo's yoga, the integral yoga, which includes
happiness.
Sure, yes, and perfection of the different layers of the being. So whether it's the physical body, whether it's the emotional world, we're working with the children on emotions. We've also just connected with people from the Vipassana meditation organization. Mm-hmm. So we're working on concentration with the mind as well. So that's very important, as Sri Aurobindo taught, that the different levels of our being, and of course the most innermost part as well, you know, how do we connect with who we are inside? And obviously the word yoga means to unite. So yeah, I see. I think all of our work is about getting closer to that place inside ourselves.
So Bridget, in the next minute or so, if you were to look back on this year, what was it that just struck you that it's been a very hard year for many of us, all of us probably, but what were some gems that came out of this year that you can take into 2021?
I think the first one was cooperation. I mean, there was phenomenal, for first of all, finance raised for organizations like Orville Village Action and ourselves in Tamarai to, you know, to step up to the needs at that time. So there was a huge food distribution and an awareness campaign, and homeopathic remedies were given to 13,000 families. Task forces were established in each village where people were educated around safety protocols and well-being. So that was one highlight for me. The other highlight for us in Tamarai was just the way the youth in the village stepped forward. We had a support desk in the village a couple of times a week that the kids would come and they would get books and games and all kinds of things. And also the youth were, every single night, they were on telephone calls to the children. We had three children on phones in their own homes, and a youth facilitator connecting with them every night. And I think it was really important just for their whole well-being, you know. And yes, I think it was really a year of its vulnerability. There's a lot of people out of work in the bioregion at the moment. Livelihood is one thing, and hopefully through the India Knows Love campaign, we can, you know, bring some work for the women in the villages. But yeah, this is a big thing right now, how to kickstart the economy as well, and how to, and for the poorest of families as well, how to really make ensure that they are well, because there isn't the social security that people have in other parts of the world. So, yeah.
So one of the things then is we are launching, and we have launched, the India Knows Love happiness movement around the country, and we are having our own unit here in Oroville. We've been doing it on an ad hoc basis as money trickled in, but now we're looking at collecting 75 million noses and then reaching the pinnacle of 150 million by 2030, but 75 lakh noses by 2022, which is Sri Aurobindo, India's 75th anniversary of independence. And it's also Sri Aurobindo's 150th birthday. So for our listeners out there, please subscribe. Below, you'll also see the link so that you can see all about Tamarai. You can see about the India Knows Love Project. You can check in on all the amazing work we're doing in Oroville, and the love and the laughter and the happiness that we really want to share from our hearts to yours to around the world. And this morning, Bridget, we were laughing with the kids, and we were laughing with them as they collected nungus, and we laughed their beings into the universe so that they would share happiness. Shall we do that right now and emulate that? Yeah. Stefano, will you join us and take us out as we send love and laughter and healing throughout the world? It's amazing, isn't it, how the laughter can just seep up and clear your brain, clear your lungs, clear everything.
This is Oroville Radio.